Greetings and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On today's show, we'll travel to Cape Town, South Africa to meet two special friends, Wiebert and Polka. And before we forget to mention, Wiebert and Polka are both healthy, loving, well-mannered vegan dogs. And that's why they're extra special. Their human companions invite us into their homes to offer a glimpse of their daily activities and share how Polka and Wiebert chose to become vegans. Polka is a small ball of fluff and Wiebert is a big and gentle chap. What a cute combination for a dynamic doggy duo.
On my lap, I have a little princess of the household. We've chosen to call her Polka because of the way she darts across the floor in an almost lateral way, and it is done at such high speed and so rhythmic that one couldn't but call her Polka. We found her at the local veterinary hospital. She weighed a mere 1.2 kilograms. She was flea-ridden. She had a severe diarrhea. And she was really in very poor state. Her coat was very, very, very thin. And when my husband took her in his arms, she immediately started kissing him. And it was an instant love affair that started.
Polka is my first grandchild. She plays the role completely and perfectly. I can give her my love and she gives her love to me. She likes my warmth. She's always a little bit cold, so she likes to sit on my lap. And because my lap is bigger, she prefers my lap. My lap is nice and warm. And I think she even listens to my heart sometimes. And we can fall asleep together, both enjoying each other's company and warmth. It is definitely a man's best friend.
She's an absolute pleasure to have around because her character has developed very beautifully too. She's bonded beautifully with our older dog, Wiebert, the German Shepherd. And it's quite endearing to see how the two of them play and how she comes and she gives him these adoring love bites, as I call them. She, especially in the evenings after they've had their supper, she likes to kiss and cuddle with him and sort of play with him. Sometimes he enjoys it, but it can get a little bit too much and then he gets up, but she pursues him, but he doesn't seem to object too much at times.
So how did our furry friends become vegan dogs? Their caregivers share with us more.
With us being vegetarians or vegans, we very much wanted our dog also to follow a vegan diet. But he rejected our food initially. I continued feeding him the dog pellets, these dry biscuits, until 2 years down the line, he suddenly started refusing them. I suggested to my hubby that we should perhaps get a different flavor pellet for him, but even that wasn't appetizing enough. And that is when I thought, now is the time to feed him our vegan food. I gave it to him, and needless to say, the bowl was shining at the end of that meal. And that was the start of his vegan diet, and that was 5 years ago. He's in good health, he's maintained an excellent weight. German Shepherds are normally prone to hip dysplasia. Because of his ideal weight, he doesn't have much problems with his hips, and his coat is beautiful.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has stated how animals telepathically communicated with her, that if they had a choice, they would be vegetarian. In a video conference with our association members in London, United Kingdom, on June 13, 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained how the noble qualities of animals naturally lead them to a plant-based diet.
Meat eating is not fit for anyone. Not even animals, but sometimes they don't have choice, they have to do it. You know, even some of the birds, they're supposed to eat some other smaller insect or something, or smaller fish or smaller bird. When I feed them vegetarian, they don't go there to eat fish or other animal. They continue to come to my house to eat vegetarian. Even my dog, they refuse meat. They don't eat meat anymore. After they've been with me and vegetarian, they know vegetarian is good, they don't eat meat.
And you'll be surprised what Polker and Viewitt's favorite doggy treats are. Veggie green bones? Good guess, but nope.
He's in good health. Nobody believes that he's already 9 years old, and in canine terms, that is probably 63 years of age, which means he's a pensioner already. But he's a happy dog, he's a very loving dog too. And he loves being around us. I cannot leave him for too long. If I know I'm going to be away from home for an extended period, I tell him that I'm going to be away for 3 or 4 hours, that he needs to be good, but I will return. Somehow it works. I normally give him some biscuits to chew, or his favorite is still having a corn on the cob. And that is eaten, and that is sort of his green bone. Here in Cape Town, we do not find vegan green bones for our dogs, so I've opted to give him the corn on the cob, which he relishes.
Viewitt loves an ear rub. He is nearly ecstatic. He often comes to me just for this rub, and then he goes into ecstasy, in samadhi. That's his meditation. Huh? He loves to go for a walk because the sniffing, he is a real male dog. He wants to smell everything that is around him. And I can never go often enough. When I go with the bucky for a ride or for a weekend, then Viewitt likes to sleep with me or lie with me in a hammock. The dogs are real companions. They want to be with you, and where you are, they want to be. And this is typical of our two little dogs. They want to be everywhere where we are, and it may be that it's an instinct to protect, but it's also we're just good friends. And they're part of the family. They eat what we eat, and we eat what they eat. When we eat, they eat, always at the same time, and we really have a family bond with the animals.
With the mention of his mountain walk, Viewitt is now super excited and ready to go.
Right, the boys will be going out for their walk now, and as you can see, the excitement knows no bounds. The girls will be made to home and keep the home fires burning. My hubby's outside with a walker, and you will see how he leaps into the vehicle and the excitement because he's going for a little outing now. It is quite important as caregivers of dogs or any domestic animals to really care for them, not just to feed them, but also to entertain them, because they really thrive on that special attention. Okay, boy, are you ready for your walk? Daddy's waiting. Am I taking too long? Okay, let's go, boy. Thank you.
take Vibert as often as I can out. I try twice a week at least to give him some exercise and to satisfy his great hunger for nature. We're going to park the car here and then we're going to go for a walk up the mountain. This mat is good for him to stand on. It gives him security and he won't slip away while he's hanging out of the window. Walking is very good for the dog because then he can easily stool. It seems to stimulate their bowels.
After his outdoor adventure, Vibert sure is hungry and ready for his dinner. Polka and Vibert are given their beloved snack of choice, corn on the cob. They munch away while their scrumptious vegan dinners are being prepared in the kitchen.
All right, so let's put the dinner together for the little boys and girls. All right. Let's add a little bit of vegan chicken strips. Now for Polka, I've got to cut these little chunks into smaller bits and pieces. She likes it when it's a little bit smaller, which is somehow more palatable for her. Vibert doesn't mind. He can chomp them down in no time. Vibert enjoys a mashed banana with his supper too. For some reason he enjoys the flavor of a banana in his food, and I like to give him that from time to time as well. Yes, yes, can you hear the cries? He knows his food is coming. He knows his dinner is on the way. Then some of the veggies. Again, I'm going to chop them just a little bit smaller. And a mashed banana. Now Polka isn't overly fond of the mashed banana, so I put that on one side so that I can mix it into Vibert's food and sort of keep it away from the portion which she will be enjoying. So there's our little combination of brown rice with vegan soy mince, vegan chicken style strips, cooked cabbage, cooked cauliflower, butternut, zucchini, and a mashed banana. And the only little bit of flavor I added was soy sauce. Good. Are you ready, boy? Shall we go for supper? Come on, doggie. Supper time. Come. Come. Come, Pocus.
After dinner and the day's excitement, it's sleepy time for Polka and Vibert.
Both our dogs sleep inside the house. Vibert has his little spot just on the inside of the patio door where he sleeps on either one or two mattresses. And it's pretty cold at the moment. And I, of course, feel sorry for him and I want to offer him a blanket because I'm feeling cold, so I automatically think he has to be cold. So I put a blanket over him, but I'm not even 5 steps away from him and I look back when I see he's put the blanket aside because he's far too hot. He even sleeps on the tiles then. He, as a German Shepherd, of course, has a lovely thick coat, and I think he gets enough warmth from there. Polka, when we first adopted her, she was this measly little 1 kilogram little ball. She's now grown to a healthy 5.3 kilogram little fluff ball. And because she wasn't very healthy at the time, she had violent diarrhea when we adopted her. She slept at our bedside in her very cozy little, I called it Polka's Palace. But she's outgrown that now and she sleeps in a basket, still upstairs, just a few steps further away from our bedside because she's fine now. But she has become accustomed to that corner.
Since Polka and Vibbert have both gone to bed for the night, it is also time for us to go home. We thank Polka, Vibbert, and their devoted caregivers for sharing their lives with us. It is always inspiring to meet more vegan animal friends, who, as with all our animal cohabitants, offer us endless happiness and unconditional love. Delightful viewers, thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May your day be uplifted with the beautiful songs of nature.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.